Blog Talk Radio.
Whoop, to all my motherfucking jugglers, listening right now, juggling right on reach.
Bringing Douglas River, going speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies leaning off your dick. We twisted in statistic, motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing Douglas River, going speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies leaning off your dick. We twisted in statistic, motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, correct shit, my shit's raw, no protection. This KR, bitch, we be worldwide. We be going nowhere, so just run the ride. The world's just laying there, always for the day.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. They don't see his girls, I saw one kiss, cause horror, horror is losing it. I'm trying to spread the message to more, and it's fine, it's warm, it's off the fucking rain. I get mad through the rainstorm, plastic up and chopping something. Turn up, I'm gonna be doing nothing, watch me fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness of witches, with the wicked shit, we getting wicked, wishes over the witches, how the fuck? We be living, yeah, that's how some deep man, with the darkness flow. Strictly spitting wicked shit, from my jug alone. Representing for myself, coming up real self. Fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that's my shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc and Ghetto G, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all folks be faking. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Shang Tsung style, we consuming all them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Talking to the ride of radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you hating, bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We drawing no men with the legs in our picks.
Bringing Douglas where I'm going, spitting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies leaning off your dick. We twisting in statistic, motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing Douglas where I'm going, spitting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies leaning off your dick. Twisting in statistic, motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So turn the fuck in, bitch, get on our level.
Yo, what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Jungle the Ride Real, where we always spend that wicked shit. I'm your host, Havoc, alongside your co-host, Gil G. Not here at the moment, but he'll be here shortly. But I still, we got the crazy bitch up in the room. Crazy bitch, what's going on, yo? And for those that are curious about who the crazy bitch is, her name is Kimberly. On Facebook, she goes by the name of Loca Bitch, or Loca Puta, whatever the fuck you want to say. So we just call her Crazy Bitch. Now, I was a little busy last night, you know, during the show, uploading some shit. Yeah, I think it's time we got into it. You know, I don't give a fuck. We're going into this shit right here, right now. So here we go. Brand new motherfucking Dark Lotus. I mean, yes, I'm still ordering. Yes, I'm still getting the fucking physical copy. But I figure why not fucking just premiere it early while everybody else is at the gathering. So here we go with Dark Lotus. Track number one, The Mud, Water, Air, and Blood.
Shivaya Subramanya Swami chose an insightful analogy for the process of spiritual unfoldment, which in Sanskrit is called Adhyatma Vikasa. He spoke about the lotus and how its seed starts in the pond's dark mud. Its roots give rise to a stem that reaches up through the water into the air.
The season back upon us, we made an honest promise, attack you like piranhas.
Back upon us,
we made an
honest
buds, tiny at first, which grows into a flower that slowly opens its exquisite petals to the sun, the central nectar, and pollen falling to the bees. Gurudeva compares that process to man's nature and spiritual unfoldment.
The seasons
back upon us.
We made an
honest promise.
Attack you
like piranhas.
So this is your nightmare. So this is your nightmare.
The seasons
back upon us.
We made an
honest promise.
Attack you
like piranhas.
So this is your nightmare. So this is your nightmare.
That was of course track number one. What's going on, Kimberly? I want my bad crazy bitch.
I fucking happy as fuck. That's what's going on.
Nah, why?
I'm just saying, I'm fucking, oh my god, I'm happy as fuck right now.
But yes, you're pregnant, just like we in.
No, I'm not pregnant.
Well.
Happy as fuck.
Well, don't know why. Anyway, let's go on to track number two. Garden of Evil.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Garden of Evil, a la la la.
we are back.
And you know, this so far is turning out to be a dope ass fucking album. So far, anyways. Let's see. We've already played track number 3. But I guess we'll play it again for those who might have missed it. This is Lotus, once again, off the brand new album, The Mud, Water, Air, and Blood. Track number 3, My Head is Haunted.
Conversation. Confrontation.
Everybody's got a skeleton in the closet. Well, my closet happens to be inside of my head like a pocket. Behind my eyes, socket right in line with my mind. And I'm trying to lock it away, but it's coming back every time. And I can feel it getting stronger, hoping I live no longer. Choking myself out, I'm having visions, it's all over, but it's not. And I wake up every time and I'm still haunted in my mind. It's a curse, you can hear her whispering.
If you live in a haunted house, you can leave it. If you hear ghost stories, choose not to believe it. My dilemma's deeper, try to perceive it. My head is haunted, can you conceive it? I'm screaming at random, shit is terrifying. Right, left, out of the blue, I start crying. I saw an exorcist, but he quit the case. I bit off the chicken and spit it.
We're back. Up next.
Yeah.
Track number 4. What happened?
I said guest hasn't signed in yet.
Yeah. Guest 8198. Sign your asses or that way we know who you are. Otherwise, we file it under stalking. But anyways, moving on with this, track number 4, this is Death in a Jar.
Like some invisible demon, it blew into my room. I can hear the moon screaming. It picked me out at random, but they catch them. I planned it. It swept in through my window. I snatched it and canned it. The jar shakes on my table. Its power immense. I'm nervous just to hold it. This shit is intense. You're just an evil gust of wind, a deadly breath to exhale. I set and shoot in jail. Let this jar be your hell.
I call death in a Dixie cup. Try to get me when I was fucked up. Gotta get into a jar. Anybody got a car I could use because I live too far to walk. Death ain't come here looking to talk. I saw somebody in the dark. So somebody help me. Help me somebody. Inside in this cup is worse than them zombies. 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 Leave it inside, bury death alive. And if I don't get it out of this red cup, put everyone here's gonna die.
Death, death in a jar.
And screw the lid on tightly. Death is just a breath, but still it tried to fight me. Every time you breathe in, your last breath it might mean more on the hunt, daily and nightly. Death is just a breath, 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 breath.
Death, death in a jar.
Death is just a breath, breath, breath.
You can play with it, but don't let it go. Don't poke no holes in the top. Don't drop it, don't let it go.
I got that trap like a rap without the cheese. See me play them like a game of chess and win with ease. Watch as I spread disease with the wave of the hand that plays that riddle man. My dick command can let it in. Keep them in codes and it makes an encasing glass. In doom when I consume doom souls that I lie. Can let it shatter if it does. I've gone to master. Tortured by the one I've kept trapped like brain matter.
Fought death in a mixer bowl with a plate on top like a makeshift lid. I tried moving that shit a coffee can with a skull that I painted off on the side. Then it got free and I tried to grab it but my hands went through like I'm choking a ghost. So I turned on a fan and I grabbed the bag and then I held it wide open. It started to blow and it blew inside. Then I quickly tied that shit in a knot like a pretzel dog. And then the bag puffed up like a big balloon. And when I looked inside it looked just like fog. Circling, giggling, thick black darkness thick by far. And then I pushed the contents of that bag into a mason jar.
Death, death in a jar.
And screw the lid on tightly. Death is just a breath, but still it tried to fight me. Every time you breathe in, your last breath it might mean more on the hunt, daily and nightly. Death is just a breath, 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 breath.
Death, death in a jar.
Death is just a breath, 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 breath.
Death, death in a jar.
If you can play with it, but don't let it go. Don't be sharing it, take care of it, and don't let it go.
I have a glass pickle jar inside, I caught the Grim Reaper. Would've used a vase or a boss, but this is cheaper. Inhale him like some reefer, he'll put you in a sleeper. He was trying to kill me, but then I caught him, he's a keeper. Sealed it up with duct tape and wrapped it in a towel. Buried it in the backyard, but still I hear it howl. It's beyond something foul, evilly it growl. I caught one, but there's many more still out there on the prowl. Breathe it in while sleeping, eyes pop open, you froze. Just accept that you're dead, eyes slowly they close. But now I'm in control, and kill it I must. Cause if I drop it and it busts, I'm dead in the dust.
I'm dead in the jar.
And screw the lid on tightly. Death is just a breath, but still it tried to fight me. Every time you breathe in, your last breath it might mean more on the hunt, daily and nightly. Death,
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 death, death, death, death,
death, death, death, death, death, death, death, death, death, death, death, death, death, death, death, death, death, death, death, death, death, death,
death, death, death, death, death, death, death, death, death, death,
death, death, catch it, you can play with it, but don't let it go. And never breathe it in for no reason, and don't let it go.
Alright, 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 up next, up next, up next. I'm all hyper now after having a fucking Twinkie. Hey, I got two different boxes of Twinkies on. I got the chocolate covered Twinkies, and I got the Twinkies with the chocolate cream filling in it.
That sounds so freaking awesome right about now.
Oh, it is. It truly is.
The guest left.
guest came back, but I already know who it is.
Who is it?
Not gonna say.
You
gotta figure out for yourself.
Is it Angel?
No. But anyways, Dark Lotus. Number 5, the mud.
The mud is the instinctive mind. We all start out in the mud in one lifetime or another. In our early evolution, we are crude and unkind. We all start down there in the roots, immersed in the darkness, crashing around like a bull in a china shop. Life follows life as we live and learn. We tend to hurt other people and think more of ourselves than others. Maybe we even end up in jail.
Yes, we end up in jail. So says Debbie in the Dark.
Together, we take turns with
Debbie in the Dark.
We're all concerned with
Debbie in the Dark.
We'll never learn with
Debbie in the Dark. Dark, 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 dark. Together,
we take turns with
Debbie in the Dark.
We're all concerned with
Debbie in the Dark.
We'll never learn with
Debbie in the Dark. Dark, 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 dark.
Lights off, come on, it's on once again. We turned up Debbie in the spot, let's get it in. She's all black, ass is gray, breathing on my neck and got my dick so straight. Said she likes it rough, gets her bones off, ride it for a while, all up in the vertical smile. Take my dick out, she wants it in the mouth, pull out, bust all in the face, they tag the homie Chase.
Thank you, Blaze, I'm going in face first. This, her poop stew, I don't know what tastes worse. She had a tattoo of the devil on her belly.
Seen her with the flashlight app on my celly.
Bush, I bought it, then her pussy bought it. Now she giggling like she retarded.
Oh, get slapped.
Her netting got a turtle head, and it snaps. Hot tag the monoxide.
Quick dab.
Together, we take turns with
Debbie in the Dark.
We're all concerned with
Debbie in the Dark.
We'll never learn with
Debbie in the Dark. Dark, 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 dark. Together,
we take turns with
Debbie in the Dark.
We're all concerned with
Debbie in the Dark.
We'll never learn with
Debbie in the Dark. Dark, 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 dark.
Keep stroking, though all I see is the air, but I hear choking, keep going, and I don't care, and I've been hoping it'll turn into something that I can love. It's just a fascination, so I keep fucking the runner rug is up. Fuck her in the head, cause the love brings something sticky and same dame. I'm all changed, like my cotton stuck in the pussy, and tell me it's a jaze, and now I'm hearing two dope screams, get the fuck out the way.
The funk of 40,000 years, mixed with mildew and pork rinds, is filling up the air. So dark I can't see, but I can feel she ain't got no lips. The bitch bit me, and instantly I feel sick. Now I'm puking blood, but they ain't gon' stop me. Whoa, her head done fell off, fucking bang her neck. All I'm going for mine, even though instantly my meat burner. Oh, Jamie, it's your turn.
Together, we take turns with
Debbie in the Dark.
We're all concerned with
Debbie in the Dark.
We'll never learn with
Debbie in the Dark. Dark, 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 dark. Together,
we take turns with
Debbie in the Dark.
We're all concerned with
Debbie in the Dark.
We'll never learn with
Debbie in the Dark. Dark, 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 dark.
It's so dark, all I can feel is wet and sticky flesh. It smells like shitty ass insect up in its tainted mess. Who am I to believe that true love is a lie? Well, there's a naked witch with her legs gaped open in front of my eyes. She's moaning, she's either hurt or she's happy. She might be still finger banging, thinking of Shaggy. So I did what any real pervert would do. I pull my dick out and fuck till I come to tag it off to you.
Debbie in the Dark. Debbie Dope track. Track number 7. morbid.
I was 8 years old and morbid. Did as I was told, so morbid. Since way back then, I've hated cops. I got one in my trunk now, morbid.
I sleep in a coffin, morbid. With a dead body in it, more morbid. I make love to this dip, her butt I stiff and get high right out of this orbit. That look in my eyes, now that's morbid. Getting hammered with knives, so morbid. Cut her into pieces, ah, that's morbid. And I'll make a meet his wife, now that's morbid. I'm not a creature, right? I'm morbid. I can delete the light, now that's morbid. Follow me if you speak a while, that's morbid. Hit him with the cleaver style, that's morbid. My gruesome fascination become my daily occupation, which brings us to this situation. You're
morbid murder, morbid murder.
My gruesome fascination become my daily occupation, which brings us to this situation. You're
morbid murder, morbid murder.
Every thought conceived is morbid. When I stab you, bleed, that's morbid. Live by Assassin's Creed, it's morbid. When you don't believe, I'll get morbid. The stank of my breath is morbid. Dry blood on my chest, that's morbid. Only bones is left, it's morbid. I'm the angel of death, I'm morbid.
I collect dead things, that's morbid. Where their bones is rings, that's morbid. Bathed in their blood, that's morbid. Do it for the loving, that's morbid. I love the killing, it's morbid. Still hear the thrill and it's morbid. Bleed no more pills and it's morbid. Don't know what's real and it's morbid.
My gruesome fascination become my daily occupation, which brings us to this situation. You're
morbid murder, morbid murder.
My gruesome fascination become my daily occupation, which brings us to this situation. You're
morbid murder, morbid murder.
Blue my dick hole shut, that's morbid. Raise the blade, open it back up, still morbid. Piss some blood in the mouth of a slut, that's morbid. Slit her neck, direct his final cut, cause I'm morbid. Haters creeping, deranged, insane, I'm morbid. Coke hanger scratching my metal plate, still morbid. Finger painting, help on the window pane, that's morbid. Play with dead bodies like I'm insane, now that's morbid.
I'm addicted to pain, so morbid. Let's go get the chain, so morbid. I'm dangling again, so morbid. Lotus in black rain, so morbid. Need more body parts, so morbid. Blood spatter is art, so morbid. Disease starts to spread, it's morbid. Till everyone's dead, it's morbid.
My gruesome fascination become my daily occupation, which brings us to this situation. You're
morbid.
And we are back.
Whoop whoop.
Poop poop. I mean whoop whoop. Well, at least I can truly say, even after hearing all like a few of these tracks so far, I'm glad. I'm definitely picking up the physical copy of the CD. Definitely going to be a good one. But since I have the tracks on my computer, I won't need to rip it. I can just leave it in the booklet or in the case unopened. And the best thing is, the Riders have a new album coming out sometime this year. If not this year, it's coming out next year. So get ready for some brand new fucking psychopathic Riders. Now, moving on. Even though we've played this track so many times because, you know, it leaked already. But here we go with track number 8. My Kind of Party.
Blackout, that's how I I do. So when I wake up in the morning bloody, that's my excuse. It's like a scavenger hunt, finding all the body parts, piece them all back together neatly. That's when the fun starts. I'm a motherfucking juggalo, deep in my DNA. Raise these fools from the dead, P-A-R-K. With a handful of who know what, straight to the dome. Fuck pennies doing brain race from home to home, you bitches.
Anybody wanna get another way to make them understand? They could really wanna die today, find a way to take another life, but I gotta talk crimes away. Have them all over the house and they're never gonna figure it out. And if so bad, they're never gonna like we're with nobody underground. I just wanna go town to town. I ain't got nothing but murder on the mind and a place for the crowd. Now everybody in this bitch get down. Never, have never, will ever, not never. My death is a murder and all of my party cat is
murder, death, my kind of party. Fuck you, that's how I roll. Living, dead, my kind of army. Dark, loaded, out of control. Murder, death, my kind of party. Fuck you, that's how I roll. Living, dead, my kind of army. Dark, loaded, out of control.
Get it started with an axe to the forehead. Blood flowing everywhere, another motherfucker dead. Take his brains out, get the munchin' like a luncheon. Fucking some shit, I am the cannibal on the hunt. And the party ain't started till I'm getting some blood on my tongue, flesh on my teeth. I cut the fat off and keep the feet. Another sacrifice, gotta finish out tight. Load this party and I'ma do it right. Get your hands up for the brethren. Party starting, where you heading? To the pod like Penny's spreading. Raise the dead, come on, Penny.
Killing like Jason, my machete swinging fast now. Hack so many bodies, I'm tired, I'm finna pass out. Gotta shake it off, run a jumping jack, gotta limber off. Quick fast cast like reflex, whip like an ninja, disappear, then I reappear. Only for a second long enough, just chop neck. Dark motors, and we back in this bitch like a size 12 belt on a 50-inch waist. So tired in this motherfucker's teeth, like an oven with enough room just to paint our face. Five pedals with a thirst for blood, and we spray for the swamp, and we looking up rocks. It's my kind of party with an axe in one hand, machete in the other, box cutter in my pocket.
Murder, death, my kind of party. Fuck you. I'm a roll, living, dead. My kind of army, dark, loaded, out of control. Murder, death.
Dragonfly wings on my back, lotus sign in the sky. I sit up on a mountain sipping rock and rye. I got sap in my blood, grew in a swamp underwater. Minutes after my seed hatch, learned how to slaughter. Crystal ball shatters if you seek out the tarot cards catch fire. We know your desire, stare at us in disgust. Your skull will combust. Kaboom, forever dark loader.
Murder, death.
Number 9, Price of Life. Man, that sounds like the fucking Price is Right. But anyways, here we go.
What would you like to do if money were no object? If you say that getting money is the most important thing, you will spend your life doing things you don't like doing in order to go on living, that is, to go on doing things you don't like doing. Which is stupid. Better to have a short life that is full of what you like doing than a long life spent in a miserable way.
Cause I want my money back. My life was in it early, fast like a maniac. I was having dinner, he was swinging with an axe. He was just a sinner, I was
dead on contact.
tally it up. How much of us spend on life's rent? Off with the end quick, that's some fucking bullshit. What about reviews? Can I pay for that? Is there a way to come back and eliminate them like that?
How much loot is your single life worth? What is the price tag to live on Earth? What would you pay to live another day? That's just the way some would say. Can you afford to have a child? You're playing with your life when you're spending wild. Would you pay top dollar to live another year? Or leave it all behind for the folks you care for?
It's life costs money to live.
Bring it on.
Minutes, I'm 45. I was in the hundreds, going broke to survive. Struggling is life, death is a release from the price that you pay just to live it in peace. Free of disease, no worries of inflation. You got life right by the nuts, it's gonna take it. It's a simple payment, it's over, no playing. Time is up, you're dead, what you saying? No delaying.
If I only had a dollar, only one to spend, would I keep it for myself or would I spend it with my friends? If I had $100, then would I be rich? Probably spend it on my bars, never just another rich. If I had $1 million, would I still act the same? Would it really buy me happiness to take it all away? If life costs money, then I'ma never retire, cause I plan on living forever like a vampire.
What if life costs money to live?
Bring it on.
Is that the cost? Do I get back money for the time I lost? Do I get a discount for when I'm sick? Does it cost any less if my life ain't shit? When you see a motherfucker that's old and healthy, you know that fool was living golden wealthy. If I'm in a coma, can I get a refund? No, still I get hold and shuns.
Hold and shuns.
And we're back. Ghetto G, what's going on, motherfucker?
Man, if that's even a new Lotus, man, I don't even want to fucking hear that yet.
Well, it is a new Lotus, and people already have their copy.
So?
Yeah, man, I guess a few people got their CDs in the mail yesterday.
Damn,
well, that's wonderful, man. There's been leaks and all that shit all week, and then people got their CDs, and now there's even more bullshit.
Yeah. What I'm guessing is maybe Hatchigear decided to send them out before the gathering started. Maybe.
Looks that way.
So if that's the case, I would have pre-ordered my shit fucking last week.
But fuck Hatchigear.
Kimberly, I think your bitch is barking over there.
No, that's not my dog.
Oh, somebody's barking. Dog is barking.
Nope, it's not mine.
Must be Ghetto G's.
Yep.
It ain't mine.
It's not my dog. My dog's asleep.
Or so you think.
No, she's like right here beside me.
That must be your neighbor's dog.
No, I don't have neighbors that have dogs. I'm in the boondocks.
Well, you've been in the boondocks. You're in Georgia or wherever the fuck you're from.
Yeah, I am in the boondocks.
Yeah, wherever the fuck you're from.
I'm from down south.
Yeah, it's about the fact that Lil Snow liked every single fucking status yesterday.
Right. Okay.
I failed to tune in yesterday.
Oh, when you post those things, you want people to tune in. Is that what that is?
Oh, you don't normally, but I guess the Lil Snow has not yet to catch on to that.
I don't know, man. I don't know how to explain people on the internet, such as that page that I told you about the other day. Now that person that runs that page apparently thinks Tupac is Cold 187.
What the fuck? That's as bad as fuck. As bad as fucking.
Wait. Let me rephrase that. They think it's Cold 189 them.
Man, that's almost as bad as fucking Echo thinking Tupac and Tiger's the same fucking thing.
I don't know how to explain people. We're on like a whole new level of stupid, man. It's just no getting out of it.
It's kind of like today at work. Fucking, I get there. I'm off the clock because I'm not supposed to be on the clock until 5:00. And the dude that's on has like a fucking roller cart stacked up like right in the middle of the fucking parking lot. And he's busy fucking talking to somebody in the car, whereas I had to help the customer empty the fucking bottle machine, even though I wasn't on the clock, and I kept waving him down, and all he does is he keeps waving back.
Why? Was he waving at you?
Or even he thought I was waving at him, even though I was trying to get him to fucking change the damn bomb machine so that it wasn't my damn job. Because like I wasn't on the clock. So I had to do it anyways, off the clock. In fact, he just sat there and talked to the damn person in the car.
Well, you should have told somebody.
I told the fucking friend and supervisors.
Like, yo, that dude out there, man, he's just fucking bullshitting.
Yeah, the old man is not doing his job.
The old man.
Yeah, dude's really old. Like, dude's practically in his fucking 60s.
The hell is he still working that kind of job?
That's the job he applied for.
60 years old, he should have either a decent job or be retired or something.
Yeah, you know, I'm still waiting for him to drop dead from the fucking heat.
Jay, aren't you nice?
Well, come on, but yo, that fucking old and you're doing carts. On top of that, it's hot as fuck out there. It's not really the type of job for an old person. So, yeah. He's fucking retarded. And of course, you know, when I called him an idiot, one of my coworkers said, it's not nice to call somebody an idiot. So I had to rephrase it and say, I'd say that he has a very advanced stage of the stupid virus, which there's no cure for.
Yeah, where Kim is just a level 2.
Well, still, level 2, there's still no cure for that. Even once you get to level 2.
Her and her fucking deafening phone over there.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, technically, her plug in Skype.
What?
Yeah,
huh?
She's calling it through Skype. Like always.
Well, what the hell is that damn loud ass noise that keeps happening?
Let me try to call y'all that. Because it's probably, most likely, it's me, like always.
Well, yeah, we know it's you. I just want to know what the hell it is, though.
I don't know, because there's nothing on in my room.
Why are we in your room?
Do you have any speakers?
Yeah, I do have speakers.
That's probably why.
Let me call y'all back.
Okie dokie. Okie. Okay. Yeah. So then, I told my fucking manager that Mark and Patrick would be the perfect contestants for the new game show they have on fucking Game Show Network, Idiot Test.
Okay then.
And. Luckily enough, he actually agreed.
And then he just said it wasn't nice to call people idiots.
Well, it was. See, now she hears it. Wait, what's still happening?
That noise.
Which noise?
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Are you referring to the beeping noise that you keep hearing?
No, not the beeping noise. It's another noise.
It's not coming from my end.
What beeping noise, man? What the hell are you hearing?
Well, apparently yesterday she kept hearing a fucking beeping noise. And, you know, I had to explain to her that that's just me muting her. And unmuting her.
Oh.
Yeah, no. It wasn't my manager that said it was nice to call people an idiot. It was the front-end supervisor, which is, you know, since we don't have a courtesy desk, we had the people that wear red vests as the front-end supervisors that act as the courtesy desk. Yeah, my steward's fucking retarded.
I knew this a long time ago.
And then, of course, you get all these dumbass fucking people that come in shopping. And the man will be closed. They're like, let me get in and give them one thing. I'm like, no. And one person came to me and says, you know, I mean, it's fancy. He's like, I want to let them in. They're closed. So, with him, I responded with, Once you learn how to speak English, then I'll let you in. You guys would like me to play instead of me just gabbing on and on and on and on. Because Gator doesn't want to hit a new Lotus yet. You know, technically he's already heard, you know, the first track off of it. Well,
you can go ahead and play the new Cess Crew track.
That sounds good to me.
Featuring Tech N9ne. Power Play.
I'm not surprised. But here we go.
Go ahead and move it, mama.
Yeah.
I'm down to see you shake it.
Yeah.
I live for money, honey.
Yeah.
You make me wanna make it. I give a bloody fuck about if you got a couple rolls. I cut a line, you cut a rug, go ahead and touch your toes. And now we up in here, acting like some fucking clowns. Sipping while we sipping, about to order up another round. Spark it up to burn it down. Ain't nobody turning down. Yo, bitch looking at me like I'm lunch, the table's turning round. W-A-B-Y, making T-Y, I be fast. My party go hard, be waking up, don't know what happened. From moody to laughing, too ready for action. Took another shot, take that and watch that booty clapping. She doing a bad bend, straight out of the matrix. Nothing short of impressive the way she moved them faces. Fretting like a slave, baby girl just wanna take it. Cause she be the type of chick that I might wanna crank with. No mama, no drama here, I'm comfy without a care. Right after we get it in, we gon' get up out of there. Wouldn't bother teasing, baby girl ain't tryna play with ya. 6 minutes is on and I got 7 words to say to ya. Got her feeling in the blank, like she feeling out the pain. Niggas
just holding up the wall like they don't know how to dance. Ain't nobody gets wavy the way we pregame it in advance. We saw Uncle Rico, we gon' stick them chicks up in the game.
It's all sun raising, sipping out of day. They tripping off main game, different nowadays. One stress all day, hit them with your power play. They better drop down with me, weapon calibrate.
Let the song play and yes, I'm red to bone. Flexing weapon, stretching, pressing to your epinephrine gone. Left impression on, it was second to give up at the dome. That's a known threat, but tech was on next. I went to the metronome. Just to the beat, what a week, for the peace I seek. And I gotta go deep, on the beach, gonna reach. A lot of peace I seek, then I wanna go sleep. I'm the samba, run upon the nana. Gun like mom made from ganja lasagna. Got your mind in disarray, tripping off with a nigga's dead. Don't wanna make me get the cash, taking away when it is so bad. Left no life, we lose ya. Rockets, rifles, world guns, picking it, blowing. Wouldn't be late because you're biting the rules up. Better not in there, square, nigga, come and want some. Let her get your airfare, nigga, when the phone comes. He fucking with family, I seen red. Sorelli's be fucking busting till everything dead. Off in my circle, everything red. Ballers building bars, you better bring bread. Whoever wanna see me need a ticket. All the bitches got inches for me to stick it, cause I'm wicked.
It's all sun raising, sipping out of day. They tripping off main game, different nowadays. All day, hit them with your power play. They better drop down with me, with me calibrate, yeah.
You wanna play? Cool, I wanna play. I could come through and break it down any kind of way. Hulk mind state, radiate like gamma ray. All day with Speedy Gonzalez, stay on delay. Stay on delay, still like Lana Ray. They act tough, but they melt like Monterey. See how them rise and then fell like economy. Kanye West, welcome to my dark fantasy. I sacrifice rap crews, never quality. When I wreck the beat, boy, I make no apology. Hot air, they blow like wind and they gone away. That y'all tolerate, I cannot accommodate. It's comedy, the way I dominate. Nominate me for the modern day monarchy. Say what you wanna say, if you wanna follow me. Know that the artistry pumped through my artery. Double low control, I'm so Sean Connery. In the game to gain my total autonomy. Say lot of day, flow till the water break. Hand over your heart, then bow, namaste. They think it's all sun raising, sipping out of day. They tripping off main game, different nowadays. All day, hit them with your power play. They better drop down with me, with me calibrate, yeah.
And we're back.
That's right. Rise Music.
Yeah, now we're back. That's definitely a dope fucking track right there, too.
Yeah, I personally like the echo going on it.
Yeah.
Because Kimberly, and somebody won't mute her when we play music.
I mute myself whenever we go into a song.
Bullshit. I can hear the fucking reverb, man.
Huh?
You know, the reverb, a.k.a. echo.
I don't know why.
Damn it, fucking Ms. Lunatic. That doesn't answer my question. Oh, never mind, she can't remember her name.
You just said her name.
No, because there's a picture of Ms. Lunatic with Magic and some blonde chick. And I asked, you know, who's the blonde chick? And Lunatic responded, she was part of the Hatcher Girls at the point, I don't know if she still is or not with Magic, but I can't remember her name. This was a few years back when I did my first out-of-state show in Colorado.
The real skinny chick?
Yeah, like the blonde chick that that's with them.
She got like a fat ass?
I can't really see her ass.
I don't know, the only blonde chick I could think of is Flynn.
Maybe it is Flynn. I don't know, but, feels good.
I don't really remember very many blonde chicks.
I'll be right back.
All right, then, Kimberly.
All right, there, crazy bitch.
I was about to say, my name's not Kimberly, it's crazy bitch, by the way.
Yeah, your Spanish name, crazy bitch, yeah, wonderful.
Yeah, kind of like how last night, you know, I ended up telling fucking Victoria that her sister Brittany's fucking hot as all fuck too.
You told her that her sister was hot?
Yeah.
Okay then.
That's all good. I mean, you know.
Sure, if you ain't talking about the younger one.
I'm talking about Brittany, the one that's 19.
Fucking
you know, her half sister. Hey, Brittany's 19, so she's legal.
Yeah, because like even if she wasn't 19, I'd wait.
Man, I would wait.
We know how your sick mind thinks.
So, ghetto man, so I suggest you pick up some fucking Twinkies.
No.
And not just any ordinary Twinkies. I'm talking about the chocolate covered Twinkies.
Yeah, as if they weren't fattening enough.
Yeah, man. My mom picked me up like 2 boxes of fucking Twinkies, chocolate covered ones, and then the chocolate cream filled one.
Jeez, chocolate everything.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I tried the strawberry cream filled one. It just tastes nasty.
So you'll just stick with the original.
And I think I'll just stick with the chocolate one. Or at least the banana cream fill one.
How the hell does that work?
I don't know. They got it's like banana flavored cream.
I see.
Yeah. So
they put something healthy inside something unhealthy. Bananas inside of a Twinkie.
Yeah, kind of how like last time before I wanted to go pass out, I made me a fucking peanut butter and jelly, and I put some motherfucking root beer float Chips Ahoy cookies in the middle.
That sounds fucking disgusting.
Man, it actually tasted pretty good.
Peanut butter and jelly and chocolate. That sounds fucking gross.
No, it's not that bad. But So are you ready for the new Psychopathic Riders new album that's coming out this year?
No, I am. When's that coming out? ABK got a new album coming out too.
Yeah, I don't know when it's coming out. I'm looking at it, it says to be announced 2014.
Yeah, watch it be released at the next gathering.
Probably. Anybody killer. So, let's see. So, he's got a new album coming out. Ryder's got a new album coming out.
Man, people were making fun of him. Said, even when he texts you, he got a lisp.
No, fuck.
I don't know, because I was watching his seminar that he had at the gathering this year, even though half of it was just nonsense crap, nothing important at all.
Hell,
but apparently they had a few people up there, you know, they were going to, you know, just roast them and say stupid shit. That was one of the funny things, anyway. And then, some other dude, he was talking about hoodoo, man. He was like, he would have been here earlier for the roast, but Violent J didn't have time to write his jokes. I was like, damn, man. Got him good right there.
Hell yeah, man. So how about the fact, you know, I try to click on Shapeshifter to find out to see like what the tracks are going to be, and it takes me to a whole different page about shape-shifting the build.
That's something else they made fun of him about. Like, yeah, that CD was supposed to come out, like, 2 years ago.
All right, I'm back, Nanjus.
Oh, that's right. You did leave.
What?
Yeah, completely.
And apparently DJ Clay's a part of Zug Island now.
How the fuck does that work out?
I don't know, man. That's what one of them dudes, man, was talking about. Said that he was with him on that tour and shit. Saying he with him now or something. I don't fucking know. Since they just did that tour, Zug Island and DJ Clay and shit, that I knew nothing about.
I don't know anything about that either.
Although I do know Butcher Babies is on tour now. They're gonna be in the Palladium on the 8th of October. You going?
Depends.
October 8th.
It just depends on if they're coming to Connecticut or if it'll be in Massachusetts.
I just said the Palladium.
Massachusetts, so probably not.
They're coming here on October 3rd.
Hell yeah. Fucking crazy bitch on fucking Facebook.
Dude, you have no idea how crazy she is, man. Fucking posting every goddamn second.
And I believe
Nothing ever important either.
Shut up.
So he's like, well, this guy did this. If you're gonna do this, don't do this.
I mean, holy shit, girl. I mean, let's put it this way. Fucking, I got home, and I see under my fucking notification saying, Loka bitch posted a popular status. I go to it, and all it says is whoop, whoop.
Seriously?
And that's all it was is whoop, whoop.
Wow.
I'm like, wait, when the fuck did this become popular?
As of earlier today.
Apparently. And she was leading the conversation there. Whoop, whoop. And he got that John dude. Whoop, whoop, MCO, homie.
That John dude? What John dude?
I don't know, John Cock and Siki.
John Cock? Who?
John Cock in the Sky, or Ski.
John Cock in the Sky.
I think it's like talking ski.
Anyway.
Oh, but this is nuts. It's kind of like last night how I told the chick April to call the fucking tone in that was in JFC. Because she was following whoop whoop and I told her tone in. And her response was whoop whoop.
Now, how do you decipher what that means?
I don't know. Does that mean you're going to tune in, or you're not going to tune in, or you're just being retarded and saying whoop whoop to us? Because we're drug loads.
Yes. A few whoop whoops here and there is fine. But goddamn. Can I get a whoop whoop? Kimberly, can I get a whoop whoop?
No, you can only get a whoop whoop chat for it. Now, if you said whoop whoop, I will say whoop whoop, Ninja.
That was also another post by Kimberly.
Yes, that's just annoying. Like, for real, it's like, can I get a whoop whoop because I'm pregnant? And then another one's like, can my dad get a whoop whoop? And I'm like, really?
Can my dad get a whoop whoop?
Yeah, that was like on there the other day because someone was talking about something about their dad. And there was like, can my dad get a whoop whoop? And then all these people are like, whoop whoop. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all people? Like, seriously.
Let's see, it's either that, people flipping out about admies, or people flipping out about pedophiles. You know, three main topics in there.
Or it's either that, or you know, you got people fucking saying, "My dad just died. Give me a whoop whoop."
Well, that falls under the whoop whooping category.
Because your dad whoop dying is something to celebrate. Like this dumbass, Mark Anthony Lebonic. Can a low
Mark
get
Anthony? What the hell is Mark Anthony doing in there?
I don't know, but he's like, can a low get a whoop whoop for turning 24 at tomorrow?
At tomorrow? So you're not 24 yet.
Yeah, so why the fuck are we whooping if your birthday's tomorrow?
Did you tell Carrie happy birthday yesterday?
Everything on my page. Remember? I deleted that bitch.
Oh, well, I guess she can't get a whoop whoop then.
No, she can't. I don't think that bitch deserves a whoop whoop anymore.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what that girl does anymore.
Besides the fact that she watches the stupid shows like Awkward on MTV and 16 and Pregnant, and she got fat as all fuck. Like, goddamn,
man,
your face
damn, is... Damn.
Like, goddamn, her face is just, like, all puffed out, like, did a bee sting you or something?
Hey, man, like I said before, man, if you saw a childhood photo of her, man, she was rather big then, but then she lost it all, but now I guess it's coming back. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, because he's with that dude.
That dude that nobody knows.
Exactly. And of course, you know, she's the assistant manager for Dollar Tree.
And that she likes to get away with that guy all the time because she's tired of where she lives.
Yeah. What the fuck is she gonna run away to?
Man, I thought it was funnier back whenever she was just online all the time and shit, and had the booty call next door to her, and I used to make fun of her about it.
Yeah, well, now she no longer has the booty call next door. Now it's on the road.
On the road. It's not on the road. It's probably the same place.
Well, I mean, you know, you said that, you know, they keep getting away from where she lives.
I don't know. They're always talking about, you know, them stupid couple bullshit things. We got to get away. You know, it's us too. You know, all that bullshit.
Yeah. So, Carrie, my question is, does that mean, you know, you're gonna leave your comfy job as assistant manager for Dollar Tree?
Well, she's not really around to answer the question.
Oh, no, she's not. I mean, you know, we still had her number. Why call her in just for the hell of things?
Yeah, right, dude. Nobody got her number and shit, you know? Don't you know once you're in a relationship, you can't give out your number? You know, you can't talk to other people.
I know. It's like, wow. Yeah, apparently now she's engaged.
Engaged? God damn. Like that other chick that was here, man.
Wait.
Got a boyfriend, got knocked up in a week.
Wait. It's funny because the pack 2014 got engaged, but now I'm looking at her relationship status. Single.
Are you sure you're looking at the right profile?
Harry Lynn Blaze or Blaze or Bluga, whatever the fuck her last name is.
Bluga. Yeah, that's close.
Yeah, let's see. Life events. 2014, in relationship with Jordan Moore. Got engaged to Jordan Moore, and now she's single.
The fuck? I really don't think she's single, though.
Yeah, because he's got a picture with her and that fucking dude. Well, that's back in April 3rd.
I don't know.
Who knows with that bitch? But what do you say we go on a track here? I say we go with some motherfucking Switchblade.
Don't forget to tag him.
I tagged him once and he can't even figure out how to tune in. Apparently he kept clicking the link and the link wasn't working for him.
You support such smart artist, Havoc.
I know. Here we go. This is, Switchblade, part of Project Wicked with Sicker Than Saddam.
Motherfuckers think they harder than us, they need to try again. My flow comes harder than PCP and Vicodin. I fly the wind in hydrogen, I might just fight you in the pen. And when I flow like this, then it's kinda hard for you to win. The fat blunts I roll, they tucked up in my backpack. 45 caliber hitting, that's where my stash at. Rap that tat tat, make them scat with the gap. Then I make sure they dead, bash them brains with the bat. I'm blood sick like Switchblade, I'm sick with the business. I'm taking them all out and I'm leaving the witness. Me and medicated, yeah, I gotta stay high. Higher than the kite that you lost when you was five. I'm not a role model, so please don't follow me. I do what I need to in this fuck society. Cleveland's coming in, I don't trust no one. This Project Wicked shit has just begun. People dying all day and screaming all night. My all night. Getting scared of this gunfight. Got the gat in the hand and a knife in my palm. You must run like a fat man, sicker than Saddam. People dying all day and screaming all night. My all night. Getting scared of this gunfight. Got the gat in my hand and a knife in my palm. I'm sweating like a fat man, sicker than Saddam.
Running through the night and you know I got the knife. Slaughter villages, a pillage and peel your skin back like a snapback. And smash your head in with the bat till your ass is a heart attack. Peel your skin off the bat for a snack. I know your mind is hazy, you ain't gory as me. Just maybe get your gore up, wet the floor. Blood splatter, brain manifest you with the hammer. Headed back to the slammer. More glorified murder shit, you ain't heard of us. Project Wicked, very sadistic and twisted. I'm grinding for a slab of meat. When I throw the blade, I'll knock you off your feet. Fucking not fucking cop, bullet to the head of the drop. Bulletproof vest, one protects your chest. Sharpshooter, fucking with the best. The one who puts you on your rest. Cause it's a lyrical test, it'll never end in quest. I'm a murderous dude for less. They'll take your lesson and God bless.
People dying all day and screaming all night. Motherfuckers getting scared of this gunfight. Got the gat in the hand and a knife in my palm. I'm sweating like a fat man, sicker than Saddam. People dying all day and screaming all night. Motherfuckers getting scared of this gunfight. Got the gat in my hand and a knife in my palm. I'm sweating like a fat man, sicker than Saddam.
And we're back after all the gunshots.
Turn that shit off. I don't know, man. The guy didn't seem too happy to be in that song.
Yeah, nah. I mean, but, you know, no jerk, though.
The second guy, I don't even know what the fuck he said. Did you like that song, Kimberly?
Huh? Oh, I'm sorry.
Seriously, Kimberly?
I missed it.
You missed everything, crazy bitch.
You're a caller here, man. You're supposed to be listening.
Yes, I'm paying attention. But no. She doesn't know how to pay attention.
I'm late on the schoolwork.
Schoolwork?
I've been busy. Yeah, I've been busy all day.
Man, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's a fucking weekend. You don't need your schoolwork on the weekend.
Yeah, this assignment is due on the weekend.
Well, what the hell? Quit posting shit on Facebook and do your schoolwork. The whoop whooping can wait.
Yeah. Seriously, yo.
Trust me, the drama will still be there later.
It definitely will. But why the fuck do you need to turn in your assignment on the weekend?
I don't freaking know. Why don't you ask the professor?
Well, why don't you sleep with the professor? So then that way you don't have to turn it in on the weekend.
No. I am not no naughty little schoolgirl.
But why the fuck not?
Fuck no.
What's wrong with fucking naughty schoolgirls?
Well, I guess that's all.
Yeah, I guess so.
Somebody who actually wants to do the work.
Yeah, that's never a good thing. My question is, why the fuck did Blog Talk give me a stupid option on here that allows me to search for a fucking caller's number?
The fuck?
Yeah. Only thing
so
is,
it'll just randomly give you a number?
No. Unfortunately, the only numbers allows me to search are the ones that are called in.
Well, that's stupid. you could see the numbers. How are you going to search for them for?
I don't know. That's what I'm wondering. Why don't they just search for me if I'm seeing the numbers right here?
I don't know what the hell they're doing either.
Let's see what happens if I do 646. Nope. Yep, no clue. I'm guessing the score must be that hard, huh?
No, I'm done with it.
Oh, fuck. You just said you were just catching up on it.
Yeah.
No, I had to answer. Okay, like every other day, there's like, okay, and each week you have two discussion questions that you got to answer. And then each day you got to answer or discuss your opinion with other students and the teacher, like, every single day. Yeah, it gets pretty confusing.
Oh, yeah, and what are you discussing?
Do you really want me to read you the discussion question?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, shit. In this topic, you will be working on a library scavenger hunt. The lecture from this week also discusses how to use the library to find sources when writing. As you have worked on this topic, what have you learned that you feel will be the most useful to you when searching for resources to support your essay? Suppose a new GCU student needs assistance with locating resources to complete an essay. Based on what you have learned in this topic, provide three tips to the student for navigating the GCU library. Yeah.
Ask the librarian.
Yes, that is one of them.
Now, how do you discuss that? What the fuck?
Yeah,
I mean, we answer the questions, and then, you know, people will, you know, answer the questions, and then you go under that person. And whatever they forgot or whatever, you know, you add to it. Like you're getting.
Why are you going under the person for?
Oh my god! you saw under their little question thing, their answer.
No. You said go under the person.
That's what I was saying. Hi. Hi, Ophelia. Only y'all too.
Well, hey, which is the most helpful? To find things in the library, Kimberly.
Yeah, the librarian, or going under person.
Is it asking the librarian using the index, or maybe having sexual intercourse in the library? Where you could learn about anal sex.
And possibly getting AIDS from the person you're having sex with.
Hell no.
Beating people in the face with books. Call it Facebook.
Ah, shit, man.
So what is your answer to the question?
Man, I just exited out of it, damn it.
Exited out of it? The fuck?
I'm sorry, but you failed.
Shut up.
So wait, you do school online? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Why couldn't you have done it tomorrow? Oh, yeah. When you wake
up. Yeah.
You guys what?
So wait, you don't even have to leave to go to class.
Nope.
And here we thought, you know, you were actually leaving your house.
So how do you talk to the professor?
You call him on the phone.
Call him on the phone.
Call him on the phone, yeah.
The fuck?
There you go. You should give Ghetto G his number so that way we could three-way him in and ask him about life.
Can we discuss your question for this week?
Yeah.
I sure hope he doesn't say you go under the person. Because then things will get weird.
Man, he probably will say. You go under the person.
Like, excuse me, professor?
Now, exactly how many professors do you have?
I have one. This is my second professor. We have a class for like 7 weeks and then we go on to another course. So this is my second professor.
Oh.
Yeah, seriously.
Man, it's like calling customer service and pass around. Hold on a second. Hello, how can I help you? Yeah, I just called in for some help. Yeah, hold on. Kimberly again. No, fuck no. Next. Oh, Kimberly, how are you doing today?
Next.
Not sure if this is the professor or the host of the next show. Yeah, man, that's what they should work in on, like, all those 16 and pregnant shows and shit. Just have somebody randomly come in. Next!
You will be the baby daddy! Next!
Send them back to the bus.
Yep. Send them back to prison.
That's where they're all going anyway from the commercials I saw.
Let me guess, they're all pedophiles.
I sure hope not. That would just, that would make the TV show even worse. It's bad enough they're teenagers and they have all these kids about to get locked up. It better not be for pedophilia. Most of Angel's group's gonna get locked up for that.
Oh no.
No. That would be all double set.
Nothing even happens in there anymore.
Oh, I want to know, since I'm no longer part of them. Since, you know, they decided to start controlling everybody's fucking post.
Now all you see is nonsense. Posted by the admins that nobody fucking cares about. Especially that one guy. One fucking guy is always posting nonsense, just like, you know, Angel and his people, man. Did you ever notice that admins don't ever have real photos?
Wow.
Well, yeah, yeah. Gil, since, you know, since me
you
and
saw
you are
too, Kimberly.
Yes, Gil, since, you know, me and you are admins for Juggler Rider Radio, and we don't have real fucking photos for, like, on our shit.
See, man. It fits what I'm saying.
Let's see. Malaysia Airlines, blah, 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 blah. Why the fuck do I care about 118 people reported dead in fucking Russia?
It's why you don't fly on airplanes during, like, wars.
Well, that's kind of a given.
Like, all these people end up, you know, fucking plane shot down, everybody fucking dead. Now look what you did.
Exactly.
Let's see over there, man. People over there stealing body parts and shit.
Yeah, man. They're trying to recreate fucking Frankenstein.
Damn it, Violent J. The fuck are you doing over there? Shaggy?
You know, that would be a perfect time to play that track right now. Get comfortable on my bed. There we go. Now she's clicking away over there.
She's having a one-on-one session with her professor. Let her go.
Oh, crazy.
Be sure to use protection. Don't want to catch hearing aids.
Wow.
But here we go. Call me Matt Professor.
Hi.
How you doing? Is this the right place for that furniture?
Yeah, it sure is. Come on in.
Pretty nice place here you got. The cobwebs are a nice touch. So that's the couch, eh?
Yeah, we got some, take a look at that upholstery right there.
That's pretty fucking nice, ain't it?
Real upholstery?
Well, you all right?
Real upholstery.
I ain't seen nothing like that since, shit, back in the...
Motherfucker!
You on my couch! You motherfucker!
I need your motherfucking brain!
You can't have my couch! The fuck you thinking?
Now come here, you big fat motherfucker! Get out of the damn house!
I was never popular, this solid man. Fuck school. School never liked me.
Cool.
All the kids would always beat me till I'm half dead and make fun of the size of my forehead. But that shit never bothered me. Mama and mother, they owned a lot of property. They had a science lab in the basement, and that's where my free time, well, my time was spent. I made a mouse with a chicken head. It clucked three times. Cluck, cluck, cluck. Then it was dead. I made a lot of things, though, like a frog with a turkey neck. It was the shit. Yeah. But I'm still lonely. I need a homie. So I collected limbs.
right here. Yeah.
Under the direction of you can call me Mad Professor. I will make a friend for me.
Under the direction of
you can call me Mad Professor. We will rule eternity.
So this is like where you live?
That's right. Why, you don't like it?
I mean, oh my god, it's dirty. Do you like...
I used so many body parts, it was crazy. I killed a whole bunch of motherfuckers, like, what, 80? They all chipped in on my special friends. Everything helps, even if you got a finger to lend. Come on. I hear the other children playing outside. Keep it down, you little bitches! I'll get you fucking high! Stressful! This part's whack.
What?
Somehow I gotta attach this nutsack shit. Fuck! I'm sawing off an elbow. Looking at the meter, I'm like Quasar Zipsalo. Or better yet, look out the fucking window. I see a storm coming, it's almost time to roll. Screw the head on, come on, come on, come on. It's the thuggish, ruggish bone. Okay, it's time, hit the switch. Turn it up to hurt. Fuck! Didn't work.
Under the direction of you can call me Mad Professor. I will make a friend for me.
Under the direction of
you can call me Mad Professor. We will rule eternity.
I am your creature. But which one of us is the horror that scares the children? Is it me? Or is it the man that made me? Where the evil
for a record?
Sure did. Come on in.
I got the truck running outside. I'm gonna go ahead and... Ow, motherfucker! Would you hit me with a frying pan or something? What the fuck, bro? You crazy, motherfucker! Ah, that shit hurt! Man, I'm gonna fuck you up!
Get
back here!
He's
trying to kill me! Oh, he's trying to kill me!
It wasn't always easy,
yeah,
let me tell you, but fuck that! Cause I ain't no failure! I put the shit with the veins and the stuff with that... Wait a minute! Did you hear that?
Yeah!
It's alive!
Woo.
I just gotta wake it up! Hand me that rock and roll!
Come on!
Pour it in the cup! Give it to us then! Wait!
Hold up! Pause! I ain't cleaning his drawers, man! Fuck that!
Get him set! Get him ready! It's almost time! Paint his ugly face up! Almost like mine! I see him twitching! I'm on a roll! He can help me tell the whole world about the carnival!
Woo.
Turn the hurts all the way up for this shit! And just wait for that lightning bolt to him! Did it work? You make the call!
Shaggy? What up, y'all?
Under the direction of
over there?
Nope, just smoking away. Okay, so that's what that is, on ghetto.
Yeah. She disappeared a long time ago. She only appears in photos with a Twitch.
Ah, okay. Yeah, man, I just think it's funny how, you know, got so many fucking promos with people, and after them, I don't remember who the fuck they are.
It's because they've probably never tuned in their lives.
Yeah, right. I mean, it would be nice. I mean, you know. And like, there's pictures, I have promos, and then they just don't bother tuning in.
Yeah. I wonder if she's ever made any new music, too. Probably not.
No, she has not. Yes, that'd be very interesting, but I doubt it.
I don't know. That default picture on that profile don't even fucking look like her, though.
Hell, I'm starting to think she's fucking catfishing us.
But then you click the next photo, and then that looks like her, though.
Yeah, it's kind of like Kim. Or catfish her, too.
Whatever.
The hell? Not everybody's catfishing us, Havoc.
Oh, this angel.
He is one of them.
Yes.
Yes, he is.
saying that he's from Puerto Rico, but he's not really from Puerto Rico.
But I've been knowing that. It's just y'all.
So,
I don't know.
Angel,
he tends to lie a lot.
So, Angel, if that is your real name.
Yeah. Hey, Zeus.
Oh, man. I think he went to go make food.
I don't give a fuck where he's at.
And then we need to just...
If he heard this phone call, he'd probably delete it.
Yeah,
because
he
posted up a picture, man, and then I commented who it was. It was Kel, man, and his orange soda. And then he deleted the post. Then I commented on the Rock one, and he deleted my comment. It doesn't just magically go away.
Oh, bud.
And the other guy that deletes my shit, he's not around right now. So, it's only one person that could be.
Oh, bud.
Yep.
Yeah.
Who loves orange soda? Kel loves orange soda.
Nobody loves orange soda, apparently.
I love orange soda.
Well, you don't count.
Oh, fuck you.
Yeah, right about now, you're probably more likely just, you know, drinking orange soda with your professor.
No, actually, I'm drinking sweet tea, and I'm not waiting for nobody.
With her, What the fuck is that damn sound?
It's my dog.
I thought
your dog
was a...
Do what?
What is your dog doing?
It's licking its paw.
The fuck?
Because I put food in it, so she's dragging it all around the floor, making sure all of it's gone.
Man, that ain't what I thought you said, Dota.
Yeah,
man, I really thought she said her dog was licking its balls.
My dog doesn't have no balls. It's
and then she said it was a female.
Maybe it's a fucking tranny dog.
How the fuck does that work?
I don't know. It's a fucking it's a female dog with balls.
Well, that's like my one dog, man. It's a female, except it pisses like a boy. Lifting her leg and shit.
I'll be back, y'all. I'm gonna go get my cigarettes.
Why do you have to come back to go get your cigarettes?
Because the cigarettes are outside.
What the fuck are they doing outside?
Yeah,
seriously. Some crackhead's gonna steal them.
Yeah, probably Echo.
Victoria's stepdad might steal them. That was a big crisis today.
Wait, there's a crisis because her dad stole her cigarettes?
Her stepdad stole her last two cigarettes.
And what, she doesn't have money to go buy her own? Or buy more?
It's Victoria, really? Really? You do have to ask that question.
Good point. This is a very good point.
So I finally watched that Resident Evil Retribution movie.
And what'd you think about it?
Thought it was pretty good, but why is there going to be another one?
I don't know why there needs to be another one.
I think Las Pegas undead things or whatever the fuck they were. That's pretty dope.
Yeah, they need to stop making all these fucking sequels. They really do.
Then they had the few funny jokes and this shit in there. It's pretty funny. But, you know, it's always good whenever, you know, the movie starts out and she's always naked. So, there you go.
Well, that's true.
Pretty much all of them.
Yeah, I don't understand why they need to put her in clothes for, just keep her naked for the rest of the time.
I don't know, I just find it funny with the Red Queen all the time. You're going to die down here. That damn thing don't ever go away.
Hell nah. I mean, I'm sure they'll find some way to fucking put her in the next one.
And I love how people go around, like, you know, they're trying to sneak into the place and whatnot, and they're talking about it, and like, the computer can't fucking hear you.
Oh, man.
Like, what's happening? They can fucking see you, you idiot. That's what's happening.
Oh, man.
That was pretty sweet, though, man. She took that fucking chain. She's just beating the fucking zombies in the face.
Yeah, right?
And then she was randomly in Tokyo.
Yeah, I don't understand why the hell they decided to put her in Tokyo for.
I don't understand why that whole thing underground, man, underneath some fucking ice and shit. Like, what the fuck? The other place was under, like, the street and shit.
Yeah, right?
Really not quite sure what they're looking to achieve from these movies. Like, it could have ended a long time ago.
It could have. But it didn't.
Instead, they keep cloning her. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, stop cloning her. We don't need any more of her.
Like, you are my mom, aren't you? I am. Or like, I thought it was funny when that kid met up with Michelle Rodriguez. She's like, I met your sister. She's not very nice.
What the fuck was that?
That's just Kimberly.
And GTA.
But a movie that will never make sense is that movie Splice.
That movie was just fucking ridiculous.
What I got from that movie is they created this alien type thing, and then the guy had sex with it, and then it turned into a boy, and then it raped that chick.
Wow. What is it called?
Splice.
Splice?
Splice.
What the fuck?
L-I-S-E.
Wow.
You know, the...
S-P-L-I-C-E.
You know, the fucking thing that they have going on in Batman Beyond.
So you should check that movie out and tell me why that movie was made.
Yeah, you can tell us both why that movie was made, because we will never know.
Angel said he's out and he's going to bed.
Who's going to bed?
Angel.
Oh,
excuse us. He don't got time for this.
Yeah, sure don't.
He gotta watch his cartoons.
And Friday.
So?
The cartoons are on Saturday.
Well, that just means he's getting an early start.
I guess so.
You know, kind of like how you were the only person that watched the Saturday Morning Slam.
I actually haven't watched it yet.
That's because it's not on anymore. You know that wrestling show that used to be on Saturdays?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, maybe if we get lucky, maybe they'll put it on, plug in the WWE Network.
There's no need for that. They already got a couple shows on there just wasting time. They got Superstars on there, wasting time. They got Main Event on there, pretty much a waste of time.
Yeah, they should just stick with fucking one or the other. They don't need Superstars anymore.
Fucking, what happened on Superstars last night? Fucking Hornswoggle became a Rosebud.
Why the fuck is he a Rosebud?
I don't know. That's what happened. All them damn people surrounded him, and then all of a sudden he was wearing the dude's hat and his glasses, and he had a fucking Adam Rose shirt on.
Oh, man, you know, since 3MB is the one together, they got to find something to do with him.
Then he was like, well, Adam Rose got a bus and lollipops and girls.
Bud.
All right, y'all. I guess I'm gonna get off here.
Yeah. You're going to bed too. Bye, bye.
No, actually, I'm gonna watch Walking Dead.
Okay then.
Go have fun with your repeats.
Repeats.
I said go have fun with your repeats.
Nah, I haven't even watched it. I'm like on the second season.
Damn, you far behind then.
Yeah. Because I really didn't get into it, and then I watched the first episode, and I'm like, hey, this is a pretty good show, and fucking, I got into it.
Funny thing is, I've never seen the first episode ever.
Yeah.
Have you watched it?
Yeah, he's seen, like, all the other ones, except for episode one.
Yeah, except for the very first episode.
Oh, really?
And I have all the seasons on DVD.
Oh, shit.
And I still haven't watched it.
Well, the third season ain't even on Netflix. I mean, the fourth season ain't even on Netflix yet.
Not yet.
Keyword yet. I'm sure it'll be there, like, the minute the fifth season comes out.
Yeah, pretty much.
Now, when's the fifth season coming out?
October.
October?
Yep.
That's my birthday month.
Birthday month, really?
Yeah. I'll be turning 24 in October.
24, getting old.
Yeah, I know I am, right?
Yep.
All right.
Whoop,
whoop.
Whoop, whoop. Peace out, crazy bitch. Then she's gone. You know, but I will say this, though, man. The new Lotus is definitely fucking dope, though.
I see. Their new face paint's pretty fresh, though.
Hell yeah. And then, of course, I mean, you know, just the fact that, you know, the track is dope, you know, just makes it even more worth buying the album itself.
But word has it, during their performance the other night, lost sound halfway through.
Damn. I wonder how they feel about that one.
People were mad.
Damn it. Why didn't they just keep doing it without the fucking sound?
I'm sure they fixed it or some shit, but apparently they lost sound for a big part of it.
Damn, that has to suck.
Yeah, and then ABK performed a new song.
I'm sure it'll be up on fucking YouTube sometime soon.
Well, the video of him performing is on YouTube. I shared it, actually. The song's called Best Friend.
Good.
It's not that bad.
I guess I'll check it out tomorrow when I get home from work. Because man, 1 o'clock kids on my bike, let's go past the fuck out for work.
But the main thing going on over there is Jared from HPE punching the guy in the face.
Who the fuck did he punch?
Some person that kept telling him to play the Clue.
Whoa. So someone kept telling him to play the Clue and he punched him.
He jumped off stage and he came down and hit him, I guess, yeah. That's the story.
Oh. Damn.
And nobody's yet to post a video of this. The only videos posted are all black and you can't see shit.
There we go, man. So, if we ever get Jared up on here for HPE, we should ask him about the Clue. And, you know, he can't hit us.
Man, I'm sure he'll hang up. But, like, man, I never even knew what the hell that shit was, man. When I was watching that video earlier, somebody posted of what the fuck it was.
Let me see here. Jared from Head PE was in an 80s hair band called The Clue. Now, I can't post said videos of The Clue anymore because legal notices sent from him. But I can't see why I can't post this. Many other jugglers have been sent the same notices, and tons of them were banned from his various pages like Facebook for mentioning his spandex glory. He even had posted a few responses about it on YouTube that I'm sure he has taken down since he seemed under the influence of something and they weren't cute. Fuck. The Clue surfaced during a tour with Tech N9ne, and the tour made fun of him for it, surprising him with a viewing of it on the tour bus for all to laugh at. Right before they announced the act for the gathering in 2013, over a year ago, but it all fizzled when they turned down the gathering performance. But this year they showed up. There was a small crowd of juggalos with signs chanting for Jared to sing some Clue songs, and he couldn't take any more, dove into the crowd, and like a child, embarrassed about his past, he punched one of the fans, and the vid is quite blurry, but I have tried to enhance it as good as I can. I have the original file, but if somebody wants to try to make it better, just message or comment me, and I will email you the clip. Yeah, that wasn't really enhanced at all. It still looks all retarded and dark, and you can't see who the fuck is getting punched. Let's see. The Clue. Let's see if we can find any tracks by The Clue. And we will upload to the soundboard one of these days. Just for the hell of it.
Man, I saw a video earlier of a song that they did.
Oh, man. All I'm seeing is follow The Clue, Tommy Mahan, The Chase, The Clue, and The Happy Ending. I ain't seeing any actual tracks of The Clue. Wait.
Why are people so obsessed and post pictures about all these idiots from Corpse Circus?
I don't know. Man, Jared looks like he's having a fucking seizure. Look at that, or he's possessed by fucking Michael Jackson trying to look all gay. Stop humping the fucking equipment, motherfucker. Otherwise, you'll fucking break it. Now we can't blame him for getting Jared for not wanting anything to do with The Clue. Cause it's just absolutely disturbing.
Look, here's a nice fake video right here. Miley Cyrus found dead in her Los Angeles home.
Yep, that's definitely fucking fake.
There ain't no way that's real. We would have heard all about it.
Yeah, right? Yeah, see, fucking, he says right here, Miley Cyrus dead hoax. Died in drug overdose.
Yeah, it would probably happen one day, though.
Yeah, probably. With apparently a topless Instagram pic, even though she's not really topless. Well, she's in this one, but you can't really see.
That's like Jeanette McCurdy, man. She got shit for her sexy photos she's been posting.
Yeah.
She said, "I am not a role model."
All right, here we go. Let's see, Jeanette says, "I left Nickelodeon recently because I needed to move forward with my life." She wrote on Reddit, "I don't believe people should attack me because their image of me is destroyed after I post a harmless, sultry photo." I agree.
Of course you do.
I mean, come on, she's like fucking 18, 19. So why the fuck shouldn't she be able to post shit like that?
I don't know. The photos aren't even that bad.
Yeah, right? Seriously, what the fuck are they thinking? Oh, well. People are just retarded.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna go pass the fuck out. We'll be back tomorrow night. Peace.